Town Talk this week comes from Plymouth Town Manager Melissa Arrighi, who gives us a wrap-up to town meeting.
Hi, I'm Melissa Arrighi, Plymouth Town Manager. We just got through a really exciting spring town meeting where a lot of large issues were debated and decisions were made. I'd like to just talk about a couple of those. First, our firefighter raises have gone through town meeting, so we'll be able to process those now, and it puts behind us at least one round of negotiations, and of course we'll be entering into negotiations again in about a year. In addition, the South Street Transfer Station, many of you know that we have been looking to clean up the old municipal solid waste in the police station parking lot. Town meeting has approved that at $1.6 million, and we should begin that work sometime this summer. So we'll finally be able to take care of our own town-owned land and put a border in between that and the county property, so there'll be no more methane migration towards our police station. So that's really something that has been ongoing and something we've been talking about for years now. It's good to bring that to a conclusion. We'll try and have that work done as quickly as possible so there'll be no disruption in the police services, and we'll work closely with the police chief on finding some alternative places to park while we are ripping up that parking lot. In addition, of course, there was the 1820 Courthouse project, as well as the meals tax that will pay for that project. That's a $35 million renovation in addition to the 1820 Courthouse that will become the site of Town Hall. And it does appear from the conversations at town meeting that the school administration building will be coming here to 11 Lincoln Street. But we'll talk about more details about that publicly over the next 18 months. So it was right to work this week after town meeting to start to look at what are the steps that need to be taken for this $35 million project and how quickly can we get to work. So all of you should be able to see some results and something happening down there in about 8 months from now. But finally, the article I'd like to mention is the one that was petitioned by a woman who lives in the community and somebody from outside of the community. It was to ban elephants, wild animals, non-domesticated animals from the circus, to have them and no longer allow them in the town of Plymouth at circus events. What was fascinating to me about this process was that here's a resident that got to see how to get something passed in their community, how to affect legal government change from the very beginning of the process with an idea, something she felt passionate about, how to follow that through to sponsoring a change in the bylaw, reaching out to all town meeting representatives through caucus meetings to make her point, to state the case, to show the facts, watching town meeting floor deliberate and putting on a presentation there, and then sitting back and anxiously waiting to see if one person, in this case two people, but one person from Plymouth, can actually affect change in government. And you saw at town meeting that that change was passed. So I wanted to reach out to Katie, and I did after town meeting, to say, you must be very proud that you were able to see a government process from the beginning right through to the end, and I hope you now stay involved somehow in your governance. Well, that remains to be seen, but I know that she thought the process was cumbersome, tiring sometimes, but ultimately rewarding. And that sums up the town meeting in Plymouth for the spring. We'll be back at fall town meeting with all new things to discuss.